Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in Mitzvah of Lakas Ner Chanukah. This is the sixth Shir B'Siyata Dishmaya that we've given on this topic. And the Yisod that really has been taking us through these Shi'ulim to explain the mitzvah is that the hadlaka is megale, reveals to us the deeper meaning of the nes of the melchama. Nes of the melchama was that Hashem allowed the natural course of nature to take effect. Nature essentially is unlimited. Koach ha'poel b'nifal. Kadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, and therefore nature is infinite. But we see in the Gemara and Chagiga that Kadosh Baruch Hu stops nature. Kadosh Baruch Hu limits nature. So Memela, since nature is limited, since there's an external force stopping it, it ends at a certain point. But it's limited. It has boundaries. But Hashem just removed the boundaries. And Memela just kept burning. The Neros kept burning. So that's the basic Mahalach. And with that, we've explained a whole lot. Again, this is the sixth shir, so you heard the first five, you know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, then I hope that you do. And we will continue. And again, this is based on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu. At the end of the previous year, we saw how mitzvahs Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva ad mod. To be very careful about it. And the chavivus is that the etzem mitzvah is to see taikif ma'aseh Hashem. In the neiros, he's supposed to see the greatness of Hashem. It's supposed to be mosif b'shevach hakel. And the melech tzarich lizor ba, to remember what's behind the mitzvah, just like neiros Shabbos. That the mitzvah is not the etzem ha'maisa ha'yovi shal ha'adloko, but the shalom bayis that comes out of the ha'adloko. So now we're going to, as I like to say, take the ball and run with it. With this we can understand the Magid Mishnah, who writes in the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Afilu ein lo ma yoichel ala min hatzdoke, shoyel u moichel ksusoi v'lokeach shemen v'neiros u'madlik." Even if a person doesn't have to eat from his own funds, he needs stock of funds in order to support his eating habit, which we all have, Baruch Hashem. It's a sign of health. So he needs stock in order to eat. What should he do? Shoel omecher ksusa. What he should do is, he should borrow, or he should sell his cloak, sell his garment, and buy shemen and light the candles. So the Magid Mishnah says, Zok the Magid Mishnah that the Rambam learned this from the seventh parak of Chos Chometz U'Matzah, where it says that afilu ani shebi Yisrael is not allowed to have less than the Arba Kaisis. Why? Because of Pirsumei Nisa. And certainly Ner Chanukah, if by Arba Kaisis Ani has to make sure he has, certainly Ner Chanukah, by Arba Kaisis is Pirsumei Nisa, Ner Chanukah is also Pirsumei Nisa, and Ner Chanukah is Adav Mikidash Hayom, Kamo Shizbar B'Samuch. So, Belecha Mishnah, that's the Magid Mishnah. And Lechem Mishnah comes in the Magad Mishnah, and he says, I don't understand. That the Ner Chanukah is Odef Mekiddush Hayom, we learn in the Gemara in Shabbos Chof Gimel Amud Beis, it's because Pirsumei Nisa is Odef. That's the Pirsumei Nisa. So Arba Kosis also has Pirsumei Nisa. So where does the Magad Mishnah get his Kol Shekein from? He's a Kol Shekein. If you need to drink Arba Kosis Mitam Pirsumei Nisa, Kol Shekein Ner Chanukah, which is Odef Mekiddush Hayom. Yeah, but where's the Kol Shekein? Arba Kosis is Alts Pirsumei Nisa, Ner Chanukah is Alts Pirsumei Nisa. What's your Kol Shekein? Just like if you would have a conflict in theory between the Arba Kosis and Kiddush Hayom, there's a Zahir Chetimtzi, I don't know what it would be, but in theory, so Arba Kosis, because anyway, one of the first Kosis is Kiddush. But Arba Kosis would come first, Alts Pirsumei Nisa. So too, Ner Chanukah comes first out with Sumei Nisa. What's the Kol Shekein from Arba Kosis? So he blives with the Tzorichim. And B'yosel yesh lahakshes, even if he has some type of Kol Shekein, why does the Magad Mishnah have to come to a Kol Shekein? Just say, who are the Arba Kosis? Just like Arba Kosis, you have a Sumei Nisa. Here also have a Sumei Nisa. Shalma Yisrael, you have to sell your cloak. So based on what we explained, it would seem as follows. Yesh hebdel bein mitzvat arba kosot, shehim mishum pirsumei nisa, dahayinu shehatam lechiyuv shtiyat arba kosot hu pirsumei nisa. Aval achar tam zeh achshav, hachiyuv hu maaseh shel shtiyat arba kosot. Az yesh hebdel bein zeh lebein mitzvat ner chanukah, shelo rak shehatam shela, ומשום פרסומי ניסה, אלא שעצם החפצה של המצווה הוא המייסה של פרסומי ניסה, שכן התבאר, היינו מייסה המגלה את גודל הנס המביא לידי להוסיף בשבח הקל. ולכן שפיר כתב המגיד משנה שהיא מצווה, שרק טעמה הוא משום פרסומי ניסה, אבל חיובה הוא מעשה של שתיית ארבע כוסות, מקום מקום משום שזה אותם המצווה חייב גם אני המתפרנס בה, הרי קל וחומר שמצווה שלא רק טעמה הוא משום פרסומי ניסה, אלא שכל מהותה ועצם מצוותה הוא פרסומי ניסה, בוודאי יש לחייב אותה גם לעניי מתפרנס מן הצדקה. So the Magad Mishnah is telling us, the Kol Shekein is as follows, that the Arba Kosis is different than Ner Chanukah. Arba Kosis is because of Pirsumei Nisa, but after you have the Pirsumei Nisa, the Etzem Chefts of the Shtias Arba Kosis is a mitzvah Shtias Arba Kosis. Nachon ze mevi lidei Pirsumei Nisa, but the Etzem Chefts of the mitzvah is the Shtias Arba Kosis. Shatotza'a, ze atam mevi, lama chivu Arba Kosis? Chivu Arba Kosis mishum Pirsumei Nisa. Aval hachshav sheshotim et Arba Kosis, Etzem Chefts shel haMitzvah ze Shtias Arba Kosis. Nechanega gam Etzem Chefts shel haMitzvah, Etzem Chefts of Hadlokas Neiros is Pirsumei Nisa. So that's even greater. If it's only the Tama Mitzvah, but the Etzem Mitzvah is not the Pirsumei Nisa, the Ani has to make sure he does it. So Alach is Kama V'Kama over here, where the Etzem Cheftz of the Mitzvah is Pirsumei Nisa, not the Pirsumei Nisa, it's nothing, the whole thing is Pirsumei Nisa. So certainly the Ani has to do whatever he can to do the Mitzvah. V'Klapei Zeh Osifa Magid Mishneh, Sheyesh No Kol Shekein Mimah She'Adifa Mitzvah Zo Mikidush Hayom. אף ישלוחה מהייתה וגם ארבע כוסות, אבל להיות עדיף מקידושי יום הקנה. פיום שהרי נידון בסוגיה, בשבת שם הוא דדל מהקידוש היום עדיף תתדיר. בעיני שישנו דין, בעצם המצוות, שכלשהו תדיר בעל כורחה, חכה שהוא יש לו קדימה. אלא דמסקינה, דמקום מקום נר חנוכה עדיף משום פרסומי ניסה. וזה אין לו מקום למצווה שעצם דינה הוא מאותו משום פרסומי ניסה. שזה נותן לדין קדימה למצווה שמאותו, היא הייתה רק היותה תדיר. אבל כלפי ארבע כוסות, אמנם הטעם משום פרסומי ניסה, ומטעם זה כשהרחיב רחמים את המצווה חייבו גם לעני, אבל גם שאין את הפרסומי ניסה בעצם חיובה, כשאר כל המצוות בעל כורחך כלפי תדיר שיש בו מעלה בעצם מצווה, היה תדיר קודם. So, That's why the Magid Mishnah added that we have a Kol Shekein, that Chanukah is Adif al Kiddush Hayom. So the Chayor Arba Kosei should also be Adif Kiddush Hayom because it's Pirsumin Yisa. If you would have such a Hechitim today, you would have a conflict between Arba Kosei and Kiddush Hayom. The answer is no, because the discussion in the Gemara in Shabbos is maybe Kiddush Hayom is greater than Ner Chanukah, because it's a din of Tadir. Tadir beats Ner Chanukah, which isn't Tadir. Just the maskana is that nevertheless Ner Chanukah is greater, als Pirsumei Nisa. Ner Chanukah is greater because of Pirsumei Nisa. And that can only be in a mitzvah that the etzem din of this mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah, is Pirsumei Nisa. That's what gives it a din kadima. That's what makes it come before Kiddush Hayom, which is Tadir. But Klapei the Arba Kosos, you're right, the reason is because of Pirsumei Nisa. And therefore, when the Chachamim were mechayiv the mitzvah, they were mechayiv in ani. But since you don't have the Pirsumei Nisa and the etzem chiyuv kiyum of the mitzvah, as we formulated it before, the etzem cheftz of the mitzvah is not Pirsumei Nisa, but rather it's like all other mitzvahs. It's just a regular mitzvah. Just the reason, the motivation for being attacked in this mitzvah was that it would bring to Pirsumei Nisa. But the etzem cheftz is not Pirsumei Nisa, so it must be the klapei tadir, which is a maila be'etzem ha-mitzvah. In other words, the Pirsumei Nisa is not a maila be'etzem mitzvah, it's the tam, it's the motivation for the attack in the mitzvah. But the etzem mitzvah is drinking Arba Kosos. And therefore the tadir, which is a maila and the etzem kiyum mitzvah, that's going to be odif over the heilige Arba Kosos. That's Tali and Tut Stadim and Toisvis. They are in Divu Masil Hadar, the Gabi Akdamas Aftaras Chanukah, Kishchol B'Shabbos, Laftaras Rosh Chodesh. If it's Mishum Pirsumei Nisa Adif, for a different reason. So we're not going to get into that Toisvis, maybe at a different juncture. But Ayin Sham. And the point is, for our purposes, that this is greater the here. We can learn that the Pirsumei Nisa of Neres Chanukah is greater than the Pirsumei Nisa than Kiddush Hayom and then Arba Kosos, because here it's the Etzem Cheft of the mitzvah. Because Kiddush Hayom has Tadir, which is a mile in the Etzem HaMitzvah, but Ner Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa, which is part of the Etzem Cheftz of the mitzvah. And Ner Chanukah beats Kiddush Hayom. So now we have a Kol Shekein. In other words, the Kol Shekein is that you're right, an Ani has to keep Arba Kosos as well. But there, the Pirsumei Nisa is not the Etzem Cheftz of the mitzvah, it's just the time for the mitzvah. It's the motivation for making the mitzvah that it should bring to Pirsumei Nisa. The Etzem Cheftz is drinking Arba Kosos. Here, the Etzem Cheftz of the mitzvah is the lighting. And therefore, it's even greater than not only Arba Kosos, but then Kiddush Hayom. Because if it would be Kiddush Hayom against Arba Kosos, Kiddush Hayom would win because it's Tadir, because that's the Ma'ale Etzem Cheftz of the mitzvah. But when it comes to Hadlakas Neres Chanukah, there the Etzem Cheftz of the mitzvah is the Pirsumei Nisa, that beats everything. So it beats Kiddush Hayom because it's a mile in the Etzem HaMitzvah, and it's a Kol Shekein from Arba Kosos. If Arba Kosos Nani has to do, certainly here Nani has to do it. Because here the Etzem Cheftz of the mitzvah is the Pirsumei Nisa. Again, L'hoisif b'shevach hakel, that this mitzvah has to bring you when you light the Neiris, to add to the praise of Hashem, to realize His greatness. That He put His koyach into Teva, that it should just keep going, and it should have infinite power. And that helped us win the war, and that helped make the candles stay lit bright, brightly. ומבואר שפי גם כן מה שכתב במגיד משנה, את הכל שכן, אף על פי שיש ללמדו מהו הדין. So he said to learn it from a kol shekein, you could have learned it who adin from arba kaisis. Instead, you learn it from a kol shekein. Sheharei, mima shekatvu haRambam, kemshech lama shekatav bereish dvarav, mevuar lama shekatav haRambam, bereisha meyotam mitzvah chaviva, hu hamechayev et ani hamitparnes min hatzdaka. The Rambam starts there, that it's mitzvah chaviva ad moed, and that's what's mechayev the ani. And the Magid Mishnah says that it comes from the kol shekein. Now, is this what we explained in the previous year? What's the chavivas? The chavivas is that it brings you to praising Hashem. Therefore, Mamele, you have to say it's a kol shekein. It's not just a hu adin. It's the etzem cheft of the mitzvah. And that's the lizar b'me'od. You have to be very careful. You have to be very careful that it should bring you to hosafa b'shevach hakel, to a heightened appreciation of Hashem's greatness and of the miracles He did for us and how He did them. By letting the teva shine forth. So now, Baruch Hashem, B'tziyata D'shmaya, we understand the Magid Mishnah. Now, in the Etzim Inyan of Mahadlin, and Mahadlin Min HaMahadlin that we have in Yer Chanukah, everybody asks, why is it that here it's different than other mitzvahs? Other mitzvahs we pass in that Hidr mitzvahs, Rakat Shlish HaMitzvah, just until a third. And here the Hidr is more than the mitzvah itself. Right? You only have to add a third to the mitzvah, to the price of the mitzvah here. The Hidr is in the sixth night. The Etzim mitzvah is one candle, and the Hidr is five candles. That's a lot more than a shlish. Ubiyoter tamua mashmut divrei atur v'shulchan aruch sheviu b'stam sham mitzvai l'alik neirot b'mispar neirot shel mahadrin min hamahadrin. And they didn't mention like the Rif and the Rosh and the Sugya and Shabbos and the Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchos Chanukah Halacha Aleph. But the mitzvah is near the Kol Bayis, and the Mahadrin near Ishu Beiso, and Mahadrin min Mahadrin Mosif Aholech B'chol Laila V'Laila near Echol. Shemamash Mizeh Lich Ora, Shemeikar Adin, Zehu Chiyuv Ein Orak Din Hidur Be'alma, Umeichet Teisi Chiyuv Zeh Shneamar V'Agmara, Shemal Midin Hidur Mitzvah Be'alma, Lo Shum Miguf HaChiyuv Shel Adlakat Ner Chanukah Kama Shemut Divrei HaTor V'Shulchan Aruch. So, we have a problem over here because the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif say what the Gemara says, that the mitzvah is a ner for the kol bayis, mahadrin ner yishu beis, ner the kol echad ve'echad, and mahadrin min a mahadrin is that you add every night. So, the Shulchan Aruch is mashma, and the tour, that it's meikar adin. It's not a hidr light, mosif aholech. It's meikar adin. Meichi tesim, the Gemara says it's a hidr. So how can the Torah and Shulchan Aruch imply that it's a meikar adin? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that it's true. De'achen, shayni bein dina mahadun shel ner chanukah l'sha'ar dinei hidur shabbat Torah. Shebaot dehatam, קרוב במעשה המצווה היא שבכל אופן הרי יום הקיימה, אלא שישנו דין נוסף של הידור מצווה. הרי בנר חנקה לכתחילה, ניתנה המצווה באופן שמבד מעשה המצווה, יש ביסוד המצווה את העניין של לראותם, ולהכיר מזה את מהלך הניסים. ומילה שההידור של תוספת הנרות, אינו דבר נוסף של הידור, אלא קיום יותר גדול של כל המצווה של הדלקת הנרות שיסודה הוא לגלות הנס. That this din mahajan in Ner Chanukah is even another hidurim in the Torah. There, the Iker is the Maisa Mitzvah. You were kind of missing no matter what. There's another din of Hidr Mitzvah. Bin Archanecha Lechatchila, the Mitzvah is given in such a way that besides the Maisa Mitzvah, they also have this union of their Oysam. Well, the Hakim is that to understand the Mahalach of the Nisim, as we've been explaining in the previous five Shiurim, that it's nature allowed to go full throttle without any Omer Lalom would die, without any limits. So the Mele of the Hiddur is not the Davar Noisef of Hiddur, but rather it's a Kiyum Yoser Gadol of the Yatzim HaMitzvah. The Yisoid HaMitzvah is the Galus HaNes, and this is more of a Gili HaNes. And therefore there's no Dinir of just Ad Shlish, because here the Hiddur is the Tosef, it's Beguf Kiyum HaMitzvah. So just like there's no Shlish in the mitzvah itself, whatever cost it costs. So here too, you have to add on whatever cost it costs. And that's why the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch just bring down the stem of the Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. Not because you're not Mekayim, that's the Ikra Mitzvah. The Ikra Mitzvah is one candle. But because when you're Mekayim, Mahadrim, and a Mahadrim, it's doing the Ikra Mitzvah. It's the Ikra Mitzvah on steroids, so to speak. It's not just the Ikra Mitzvah plus a Hiddur, but it's an enhancement of the Ikra Mitzvah. And therefore they bring down the Ikra Mitzvah because it's Megala the Nes more. The whole word of the Mitzvah is to be Megala the Nes, not just the Maisa Mitzvah. It's to be Megala the Nes. And the more you light, the more you're Megala. Oh, it's a bigger Nes, four candles, five candles, six candles. אם כן ייתכן שמה שנאמר בתבור בשולחן ערוך בסתם שמניין הנרות הוא מספר המעט של המהדרין ומנהדרין, אף פי שבוודאי החיוב של המהדרין הוא אותו חיוב כחיוב של עיקר המצווה. אבל עיקר הכוונה היא שמספר זה של נרות הוא בכלל הקיום של עיקר המצווה של הדלקת נרות. והדלקת נרות כמהדרין מן המהדרין לא דבר נוסף, אלא הוא חלות בקיום, בגוף קיום ההדלקה, like we've been saying. It's a חלויס בעצם קיום ההדלקה. Now it's a הדלקה. With a better kiyum, an enhanced mitzvah, etzem mitzvah. So that doesn't explain why they didn't write the ikra mitzvah, like the Rambam did, but it does explain why they bring it down b'stama, because it's not just the hiddur, as they should have said what the ikra mitzvah is, and then add on the hiddur. But akopanim, based on what we're saying, we understand that the hiddur is really a ikra hamitzvah also. It's an enhancement of the Ikra Mitzvah. It's part and parcel of the Ikra Mitzvah, and it's not just a bonus. Normally, Hiddur is a bonus. This is not a bonus. This is the Ikra Mitzvah, just enhanced, empowered, enlarged, enlargement of the Ikra Mitzvah. וזה מבואר ממה שכתב בשולחן ערוך בתף רי שעין וב, שיתחיל להדליק בליל ראשון בנר היותר ימני, ובליל בית שיוסיף נר אחד, סמוך לו יתחיל ויברך על הנוסף. עיין שם. ובביאור הגרא כתב על זה, אין לו טעם ברך, שזה אינו אלא למהדרין מן המהדרין, ויניח עיקר המצווה, ויברך על הרשות, ולמה שכתבתי הרי נתבהר מדברי השולחן ערוך שהתוספת אינה תוספת על עיקר המצווה. So the Shulchan Aruch says to make the bracha on the Tosefes, on the Mahadrim. Gross is, what is it? This has no taste and it has no smell. Ve'en lo tam v'rech. How can you make a bracha on the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim? You have to make the bracha on the Iker Mitzvah. Why are you making the bracha on the Tosefes, on what you added? And the added neiros, you start with the right. And then the next night you add on a candle. The next night you add on a candle. And you make the bracha on the added candle. Not pitom make a bracha on the added candle, says the Gemara. Make a bracha on the ikra mitzvah. Based on what we're saying, the added candles are the ikra mitzvah. That is the guf mitzvah. Because the guf mitzvah is to lahosif b'shevach hakel. So the more praise, the better. So we have in this series one more lecture, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, a short lecture, I hope, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, to finish it off. And then we have Im Yirtzeh Hashem shir, hopefully on Kof Zeh Kukla, some very, very tremendously gevaldik kinyanim. And I hope that we're zocheh to learn that together. And we should be zocheh, and we also have Din Ashir Mahajim and Mahajim, we've been discussing now. And we should be zocheh taka to see more and more neflos, rabbis, v'gedolos, mitaras Hashem. And I thank you so, so much for listening. Really appreciate it. And we should be zocheh, l'dat shesof davar, hakol nishma, te'elokim yirah v'et mitzvotav shmu, ki zeh kol ha'adam. Thank you so, so much. Shalom, shalom.